He is not a stranger. He is your big brother. Kwame Adu. Mixing G. Mixing Gospel.
Welcome back to Keep the Praise On. It's a pleasure to connect with the big brothers and the big sisters across borders. Let's do it by the help of the Lord. Let's do it by the grace abounding. Let's make it happen by the power of our Lord. Let's call it done by divine empowerment. You will call it done. You will do it and say it is the doing of the Lord. And say it is the Lord, my Redeemer, who kept me up and going, who kept me through and saw me through. May the Lord see you through in the good endeavors you do. May He guide you on this journey called life. May He guide you to the path of righteousness beside still waters. May He guide you to your awareness, to divine fruitfulness, to divine multiplicity. May He guide you and order your steps in the direction of the Most High, in the direction that will do you good, in the direction that will give you a hope and a future, in the direction that will give you an expected end. My Lord, my God, keep me going. Let me follow your steps. Be ahead. Remain my author and finisher. Be my Alpha and Omega, my leader forever. Oh, my pillar forever, on which I stand. My shield, my glory, and the lifter of my head. According to Psalm 3 verse 3. May this word exalt you. May this word empower you. May this word carry you through. Oh, may this word strengthen you. May this word keep you alive. Hallelujah. You know, with all the things we want to do, if we don't have life, how can we do them? So may the words from our Father be that word which proceeds out of His mouth, be the living bread, be the food for the soul, be what we need, be our anchor, be our solid rock, be our firm foundation, be the rivers whose streams make glad the city of the Lord Most High. So today and forevermore, keep that word alive in you. Proclaim it, declare it, confess it, and make it yours. Make it yours, the glory of the Lord that is coming through His word. Make it yours, the strength of the Lord that is released out of His word. Make it yours, the promises of the Father that must manifest here in this world. Make it yours. Make it yours and your own and your portion. The Lord is my portion evermore. Can somebody say that through it all? We're saying the Lord is our portion. We're saying the Lord shall remain our portion forever. Our portion is Him, the one who has called us by name. So continue in His strength, abound in His strength all the days of your life. May your glory continue to shine through our Lord and mighty Savior, through His divine will, through His divine intervention. May you rise to the top. May you rise and get it done. May you call it done through His help, through His glory, through His mercy, through His extended hand, through His arm and shoulder that carries you, through what He has declared over you. It is declared, and we live to see what is being declared done. We live to be the fulfillment of that word. And whatever you need, may there be an open heavens for you. to receive your glory, to receive your strength, to receive your empowerment, to receive another helper. Yeah, you could be good, you could be at your best, yet you need another helper, yet you need the power of the Holy Spirit, yet you need Yeshua, yet you need the blood of the Lamb through which you overcome, yet you need the favor of the Lord, yet you need the grace to abound, yet you need the mercies of the Lord to follow you all the days of your life, yet you need His goodness to be your banner forever. That is the portion and a covenant for somebody, that the goodness of the Lord will be your banner forever. Jehovah Nissi shall always remember you and will always keep you alive and will always keep you sound. Receive that grace, receive that help, receive that strength, and abide and carry on in the power of the Lord. I can see somebody still surging ahead. I can see somebody still going on through it all by a divine touch, by a divine intervention, by the help of the Most High, by the help of Adonai, by the help of Jehovah Nissi, by the help of the counsel of Jehovah. And I pray, let the counsel of Jehovah be that one that will stand forever for your life, not the counsel of the enemy, not the evil expectation of the enemy, but the counsel of the Lord will stand in your life, will come to pass in your life. This is your portion in Him, and receive this grace to shine in this glory. Let the Lord speak and silence any accuser. Let the Lord speak and make a way. Let the Lord speak and bring you out. Let the Lord speak and cause the cedars of Lebanon to break. Let the Lord speak. Let the Lord speak and cause cedars of Lebanon to break. Let the Lord speak and make a way. Let the Lord speak and let the mountains melt like wax. Any mountain in your life, any mountain in your finances, any mountain in your health, any mountain in your destiny, any giant, any strong man in your house, let that mountain be melted like wax. Let the mountains backfire. Let the mountains disappear. Let the mountains give way for your shine. Let the mountains make room for you to abound. Let the mountains of Jehovah surround you, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, as the mountains of the Lord surrounds His people. Let that same mountain surround you right now, on every level, on every side. The mountain of the Lord will be a pillar to stand with you forever. What if His mountain is the pillar and the banner of your life? He is the pillar of your life. He is the mountain of your life. He is the covering of your life. He is the sustenance of your life. He is the strength of your life. Psalm 125 verse 1, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people from this time forth and forever. Hallelujah. I love the last parts. From this time forth and forever. So it is not just a 9-day wonder, but these promises are staying forever and ever by the help of the Lord, by the strength of the Lord, by the supernatural endeavors and divine orchestration. It comes to be part and parcel of you. It comes to be a crown that you continually wear. It comes to be a garment of covering, a shield, and a buckler for you. Receive a shield concerning your health. Receive a shield concerning your house. Receive a shield concerning your ministry. Receive a shield concerning your business. Receive a shield concerning everything the Lord has spoken over you. Let that thing not be taken away from you. Receive a shield for your family members. Let them stay alive. Let them be kept. Let them do wonders here on earth. Let them establish their mandate here under the heavens. Let the will of the Father come to pass. Let the will of the Lord be done in their lives. Somebody has this word to flow, to keep going, to be strengthened, to remain and remain stronger and stronger and remain on fire. I keep saying, let your fire be on fire. Let your power keep rising up. Let your fire continue to shine and continue to burn. Never quench that fire. Never quench the spirit of the Lord. Quench not thy spirit. Quench not thy power. Quench not thy authority. Quench not thy boldness. Quench not thy peace. Let the help of the Lord speak and release your needs. To somebody on life support, your needs are many, but receive life. Receive the breath of your Father, that same breath that gave life to the man who was created. Let that same life come unto you. The same power which raised Christ from the dead, let that same power carry you through, to come through, to break through, and to shine through. Somebody is coming and breaking through and shining through. They wanted to see only evil around. They wanted to see darkness around. They wanted to see sadness around. But the light appeared and darkness had to flee. Let your light appear for any darkness in your life to flee. Darkness cannot stand the light of the Almighty. Oh, let there be light. So when things are not going well, don't forget to declare the light. Don't forget to invite the light. Don't forget to invoke the light. Don't forget to execute the power of the light. Let there be light in your health. Let there be light for a sound mind. Let there be light for a sound body. Let there be light for good health. Let there be light for wellness. Let there be light for fruitfulness. Let there be light for divine success. Let there be light for mercy. Let there be light for honor. Let there be light for celebration. Let there be light for empowerment. Let there be light for honor. Let there be light for divine achievement and supernatural fulfillment. Let there be light. Let all your ways shine so bright. When you appear, they will see the glory. For some people, the reason why they are going through what they are going through, they have not encountered the glory yet. So encounter the glory. The glory is your light. Oh, arise and shine, for thy light has come. According to Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Let there be light, because you have encountered the light and the glory. So arise with it and shine. Shine in your world. Shine in your age. Shine in your generation and even the ones to come. Shine with your name. Shine with your legacy. Shine with your future. Shine with an expected end. Shine with good success. Shine with supernatural increase. Shine with divine favor. Shine with supernatural assistance. Shine and shine on and on and on, and keep rising to the top. You are not alone in this. There is an upper hand. There is an unseen hand. There is a hand backing you up. There is a hand making room for you. There is a hand preparing a way. There is a hand providing for you. There is a hand of redemption. There is a hand of safety. There is a hand of divine protection. There is a hand of supernatural guidance. There is a hand that leads you to the victory. Hand of victory. May the hand carry you. Yes. And some people will toil and sweat, but it takes the victory from that hand to give you the success. So speak and say, hand of victory, assist me. Hand of victory, carry me. Carry me even if I know the road, even if I know where to go, even if I've done it before, even if I have all it takes. There is a hand called victory. That hand will carry me to the next page, to the next chapter, to another era, to another dimension, to another height, to another level. The hand of victory is carrying somebody. I don't know what it is that you've been waiting for, but when the hand arrives, but when the hand is positioned above you, when the hand locates you, when the hand finds you, when the hand of the Lord comes to town, you shall wear your crown. I love that. When the hand of the victory of the Lord comes to town, you shall wear your crown. May the Lord exalt your horn, and may he make you walk strong and strong, and that of your enemies may their hands be cut short. But may you and your household receive a divine help, receive a supernatural assistance, receive supernatural support, receive supernatural glory, for greater things to be done, for wonders to be accomplished through the power of the Lord, through the help of the Almighty, through the intervention of our Savior. Let it be done in your advantage. Let it be done with your power. Let it be done with your skills and your gifts and your talents. Let it be done by your calling. Let it be done by your assignment. Let it be done by your purpose. Let it be done by the will of the Father for your life. Let it be done. Let what is written in the books be fulfilled. Let what is written in the book come to pass, because there was somebody who stepped up and said, I have to do this. I have to call it done. I have to make this happen. I have to do this to the glory of the Lord. The kingdom is being built because of you. Oh, let your portion be the one that reign, and that will always rule in authority, rule in dominion, rule with a supernatural mandate. It is your portion to do this. And with the help of the Lord, why not? All things are possible. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And through his power, you can do it exceedingly, abundantly, above all you expect, above all you even ask, above all people expected of you, above all in supernatural amazement, above only the head, and you are the first. It is this glory that will stay with us now and forevermore. May the Lord carry somebody and push us through to the top. As he comes to town, we will call it done. By his help, by his glory, we shall abound. Hallelujah. Let's take this song from Kevin Downswell, Carry Me. It's on Keep the Praise On with Apostle Kwame Odu. A pleasure to be with you.
When it's dark and dark, so clearly, yeah, I will lift my eyes to thy ears from whence my help cometh. My help, it comes from you. Lead me, oh, lead me out, lead me to where I've never been before, a place I've never seen before. When I come to the end of myself, carry me, Father, carry me, yeah. When I come to the end of myself, Father, carry me, Father, carry me. One thing that I desire of you, that I may dwell here with you forever. I'm chasing no other. When I've come to the end of myself,
thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand, upon even forevermore.
and I. Some fields are blooming now, other fields are dry. We are not the same, but differences aside, we will work the field of souls together, you and I. One is off to foreign soil to work a distant land. Oh yeah. Another anchors close to home, to hold a neighbor's hand. Tell me, who has served the Father more, who has labored best? Well, the life devoted to our God, that devotion will be blessed. Some fields are blooming now, other fields are dry.
Oh, to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Body great.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look or where you
nobody
go.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. Nobody.
Nobody greater.
We came to lift you up.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, everyone in the building singing. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
This song is a celebration of the greatness and goodness of our God. Jesus rose so you and I can rise. Jesus lives so you and I can live. Jesus ascended so we could ascend to levels you didn't even know you could ascend to. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley and hide me from the rain. My God is awesome and heals me when I'm broken. And strength where I am weak. And God will pay the toll.
Celebrate the awesome God. Hallelujah.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me is shaking. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense, so I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength, 'cause I've built my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful in every season. So why would faith with you, I'm gonna make it through.
Yes, indeed. Let faith arise, because you can do it by the word empowering you. His reckless love is the very word spoken to tell us and singing over us that we can do it to the glory of Him who has chosen us. Let this love abound for you. Let this love come through. Let this love sustain you. Let this love be your garment. Let this love be your crown. Wear this forevermore. This is your portion. We are singing through the love of Christ.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You've been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me.
mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
Cry, holy, all creation cry. gospel song. It goes like this.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, yes. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it.
My Redeemer lives, your Redeemer liveth, and your Redeemer stays forever. Hallelujah. May he keep you and may he always minister unto you. May he sustain you and may his power continue to be your source of strength, your source of stability, your source of longevity, your source of divine preservation, your source of supernatural protection, your source to abide forever, your source to always receive from him your Father, your source to always keep his word at heart, your source to always see his light, your source to always see and hear his counsel, your source to embrace and experience his word, your source to be governed, your source to govern and to have authority with his word, your source to take dominion and claim the victory that has been won for you, your source to remain with his salvation. May he remain your author. He is your finisher. He remains the one that guides you and helps you through. His love will shine through for all of us. It's been Keep the Praise On, and it's always a pleasure to do this. I would like to remind you, let's do it over and over again and again to keep and keep and keep. Let's keep the praise.